No surprise, I'm sure, but we're coming up on the holiday season. Traditionally, Thanksgiving is time to reflect on our good fortune. And for many people, it's also a time to give back to those who may not have as many blessings to count. We volunteer at shelters, at food kitchens during the holiday season. But what happens when the holidays are over? Organizations that rely on extra help are sometimes short of volunteers. Leanne Bannerman directs the Volunteer Center at United Way of King County. She told Ross Reynolds volunteer slots for next week are filling up quickly.
There are still a few places, and you might need to get a little creative in calling around to find some opportunities. Compass Housing Alliance is one of those organizations that is looking for people to, you know, bring meals. I know on Monday the 24th, the YWCA on East Cherry is delivering Thanksgiving baskets out to people. So there are a few of those opportunities out there, but there are a lot of different ways that you can help besides the in-person volunteering.
Now, you mentioned there are also options if you don't have time to volunteer. What are some of those things that people can think about?
Well, so there are things for Thanksgiving. If you're having a lot of guests over, you could ask them to bring some food or, you know, sacks of food or something like that to deliver to your local food bank. There are a number of organizations that have like wish lists on their websites of things they need. And a lot of times they're things that you just happen to have around and have duplicates of. And we need a rake so we can rake the leaves and those kinds of things. So to look for the organizations that are near you to find those kinds of opportunities where there's just something that's needed either for that organization or for some of the people that they serve.
I'm speaking with Leanne Bannerman, director of the Volunteer Center at the United Way of King County. Now, Thanksgiving is a time that a lot of people think about volunteering. Is there really a need that's greater around Thanksgiving?
There's definitely greater need because, you know, as you know, a lot of people do want to volunteer serving meals, and there are a lot more meals being served. And it's also an issue of a lot of people want to give back. And so in some cases, you may just have to be a little persistent and creative in thinking about something that you can do. Most people that want to volunteer during Thanksgiving want to do it with their family. So maybe it's you and the kids making a bunch of cookies and taking them to one of the shelters or something like that, so that it's not they're not having to manage more volunteers than they can use.
Because just showing up sometimes can create more difficulties than it solves if you just want to be someplace to help out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like sort of if people just showed up at your office and said, hey, I want to do some work. I mean, you know, you need to supervise. I mean, there are things that nonprofits need to do so that you have a positive experience and you're providing what's needed by that organization. And so, you know, so organizations really want you to engage with them. If you are already volunteering or have volunteered with an organization, reach out to them and ask them, you know, what do you need during the holidays? What are the things that would be helpful to you in getting the work done? I mean, the holidays you tend to think about things like the Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, those types of things. And it's also thinking about, are you going to have to, as an organization, are you going to be doing a lot of thank yous at the end of this? Could we help you write your thank you notes, or could we help you design a thank you note?
A lot of people want to volunteer this time of year, but what happens after the holidays? Is it more difficult to find volunteers?
It can be a little challenging. A lot of things going on during the holidays, and maybe you volunteered, and if not, then you probably had a lot of stuff going on with family and friends and everything else, and it's sort of that gap where you get back to work, and you know the kids are back in school, and you're trying to manage everything. And so it's probably a time when people are less likely to volunteer just because that coming back into the new year is hectic. But at the same time, it's a good New Year's resolution to have.
What can organizations do to hold on to volunteers and keep them involved?
You know, we do a lot of work around that of training and working with organizations. Part of it is making the opportunities interesting. So stuffing envelopes or pulling blackberries, you know, those are things that need to happen. But there are ways of even making those things interesting, making sure that people understand why they're doing it. So you may be doing something that seems mundane, but if you have if you understand the context that you're operating in, that, you know, if we get X number of these envelopes back, we will be able to provide this amount of service. I mean, really tying it to the mission of the organization. Thanking people, I mean, sort of recognizing what they've done for you and being thankful. And organizations tend to be really good at that. It's I think the bigger challenge is different people need different kinds of recognition. So it's, you know, so part of it's building that relationship with the volunteer.
Figuring out what kind of thank you will be meaningful.
Yeah,
to a
yeah.
volunteer.
I mean, it's, yeah. you know, some people do like to have something to put on their wall and like there to be a dinner. And some people are, you know, really humble and don't really want that kind of recognition. And a nice, quiet one-on-one thank you is perfect for them. So so there are a lot of things that organizations can do to engage people more. Some of it's just communication, knowing that even though I'm doing this specific volunteer job for this organization, I know about the broader work of that organization. And at times, maybe I move and change that volunteer role that I've been doing for a while and do something else. And sort of thinking about it as sort of a, not succession planning necessarily, but, you know, keeping people interested so that they'll keep coming back.
Leanne Bannerman directs the Volunteer Center at United Way of King County. She spoke with Ross Reynolds. If you'd like to give back to your community, you can check our website later today. We'll have links to volunteer opportunities at KUOW.org.